Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Manappuram Finance Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Ahuja from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Rochelle. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you to the Q3 FY23 conference call of Manappuram Finance. We're pleased to host the senior management of the company, who's represented by Mr. VP Nandakumar, MD and CEO, Dr. Sumita Jayashankar, Executive Director, Ms. Bindu, CFO, Mr. B.N. Raveendra Babu, MD of Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Rajesh, CFO of Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Kamal Parmar, Head of Vehicle Finance, Mr. Suveen, who's the CEO of Manappuram Home Finance, Mr. Bikash Mishra, CFO of Manappuram Home Finance. I now hand over the call to MD, sir, Mr. Nandakumar, for his opening remark, post which we can have the floor open for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all of you to our Q3 FY23 conference call and wish you all a wonderful year 2023. I take great pleasure in presenting our Q3 FY23 results amidst the prevailing climate of optimism and exuberance in the country. As optimism about India's growth prospects is gaining traction as we march forward. In fact, even as the world economy is bracing itself to deal with an impending recession, India continues to be an island of macroeconomic stability. The China Plus One strategy, which refers to global investors' attempt to diversify the investment from China and look for alternative business destinations, also spells advantage for our country. Various estimates by leading think tanks show that we are well on our way to achieve a GDP of $5 trillion in another five years. The spillover effects would be felt across the sectors in the days and years to come, and we are well-placed to seize the opportunity. To be sure, higher interest rates across advanced economies and heightened inflation will drag down global growth prospects. India cannot be totally immune, and we are likely to take a 100 basis points hit in our GDP growth in FY24 compared to that of the current fiscal. However, we will retain the fastest-growing economy track. Our demography will be yet another advantage compared to an aging population elsewhere. India's prominent role in the global stage, including in major fora like G20, shows that it is not just our decade, but also our century. The three years starting with 2021 can rightly be termed as a phase of survival, revival, and growth. As we negotiated the pandemic and regained a firm growth trajectory. In the last con call, I had stressed the need for a balanced and prudent growth strategy. I'm happy to share that despite increased competition, we have recorded a net profit of 393 crore in Q3, which is an improvement of 50.8% over the year-ago quarter, driven by profitability in gold loans and a turnaround in microfinance business. Our gold loan AUM stands at 18,614 crore, a decline over the Q3 of the previous year, but more or less steady sequentially. Overall, the consolidated AUM has reached 31 6,883 crore in Q3, representing an increase of 4.9% over the year in the quarter. The company's microfinance subsidiary, Ashirvad, has posted an AUM of 8,653 crore, showing a growth of 22% year-on-year and a profit of 70.5 crore during Q3. As the sector reaps full benefits of the ongoing economic recovery, the share of microfinance in the overall profit pie is set to go up in the days to come. Like in the previous quarter, we have seen a maximum growth in the vehicle finance business, recording 40% increase year-on-year with an AUM of 2,112 crores, followed by home loans AUM with an AUM of 1,005 crore, registering 23% increasing over the corresponding quarter in FY22. The strategy of diversifying into other sectors is gaining pace, and this rebalancing is already reflected in the December 2022 quarter results. We will continue to press ahead with this policy of becoming a well-diversified NBFC. For instance, in the housing finance business, we have focused on a model based on co-location with parent branches and a focus on low ticket housing loans. We have also decided to enter niche areas like financing healthcare professionals and small hospitals with good potential. On the corporate loan front, we have already disbursed 500 crore. MSME and personal loans are another area where we want to increase our presence to arrive at the right mix of gold and non-gold products. For a more comprehensive review of our financial performance, I hand over the floor to our CFO, Mrs. Bindu Aiyar.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for joining us today. Now, coming to the operational overview, our consolidated AUM for Q3 FY23 was ₹31,883 crores, representing 4.9% YOY growth and 4% growth sequential. Consolidated profit after tax was ₹393 crores, which was up by 50.8% YOY and down by 3.9% Q-on-Q. ROE on a consolidated basis was 17% and ROA was 4.2% for the quarter. Our leverage is currently at 2.9 times. Our GNPA as on 31st December at 1.61% versus 1.95% during the previous quarter. Company had redeemed the USD loan $300 million, which was due in January 2023. Cash and cash equivalents on a consolidated basis was ₹4,879 crores and undrawn bank line was ₹4,761 crores. Our CP exposure is nil in the standalone entity and our ALM is well positioned across all the buckets. Standalone borrowing cost has gone up by 59 basis points after the repo rate hike of 225 basis points. Talking about the gold loan business, which constitutes 58.4% of consolidated AUM, whereas the remaining 41.6% comprises microfinance, loan against vehicles, housing and SME finance. Gold loan AUM has increased by 3% Q-on-Q and down by 9% YOY. The yield at 22.4% against 21.9% in Q2 FY23. During the quarter, we were able to add 4.8 lakh new customers. Average ticket size at rupees 55,015 and the tenure average duration of 73 days. LTV at 61.5%. Our standalone PAT was rupees 318 crore, up by 22.9% YOY and down by 8.7% Q on Q. The total number of gold loan customers stood at 23.7 lakh and the gold loan book at rupees 18,614 crore. Online gold loan continues at 47% of the total gold loan book. About the microfinance business, Ashirwad AUM stands at rupees 8,654 crore, including gold loan AUM of rupees 548 crore, up by 13% Q on Q and up by 22% YOY. As we are coming to the end of COVID-related provisioning cycle in Ashirwad, PAT for MFI business has increased to 2 rupees 70 crore in Q3 versus rupees 56 crore in Q2 FY23. Expect further reduction in credit cost and return to pre-COVID provisioning levels over coming quarters. Our collection efficiency from MFI business during the quarter at 104% and disbursements towards MFI during the quarter was rupees 2,382 crore. Cumulative ECL provision in Ashirwad is rupees 444 crore. Net NPA stands at 1.7%. CRAR of Ashirwad stands at 21.6%. Vehicle finance business reported an AUM of 2,112 crore, which is up by 12% Q on Q and up by 40% YOY. Collection efficiency at 102%. GNPA come down to 3.1% from 3.6%. Home loan business, the total loan book of rupees 1,005 crore, which is up by 9% Q on Q, up by 23% YOY. It operates from 74 branches and reported a profit of 2.6 crore during this quarter and was rupees 12 crore for the 9 months in the 31st December 2022. Collection efficiency was 100%. GNPA at continues at 5.4%. Loan to MSME and others stands at rupees 1,526 crore. Collection efficiency is over 100% and GNPA at 1.2%. Our on-lending AUM stands at rupees 521 crore with a disbursal of rupees 280 crore during the quarter. Provisions and write-offs on the standalone entity stood at rupees 9.8 crore compared to rupees 22 crore in Q2 FY22. The board has declared an interim dividend of 75 paisa during the quarter. Our capital position is strong and the company is well capitalized with a CRAR of 32.86%. Company's consolidated net worth stands at rupees 9,279 crore and the book value stood at rupees 109.6. Thank you. We can go for the Q&A now.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may please enter star and then one on their touchtone telephones. If your questions are answered, you may withdraw your question from the queue by pressing star then two. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset while asking a question. This is required to ensure optimum audio quality on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Aviral Jain from Singular Gulf. Please go ahead. Mr. Aviral Jain?
Yes. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, sir.
Yeah, my question was for gold loan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management is reconnected now. Participants who would like to ask a question at this time may please enter star and one on their touchtone phones. We have a question from the line of Rahul Shah from Shah Associates. Please go ahead.
Good evening, management, and especially Mr. Nandakumar. My question is regarding the bread and butter of the business, that is gold loan, and that is 90% of the profits. What steps are we taking to gain market share and also what are the marketing strategies? Because whenever we search Manappuram Finance, we see other companies at the top of the Google search results and similar things. So have you thought about changing your marketing strategy and also making the website better looking and also the app better, the UI and UX of app better? Thank you.
So, Mr. Apple, a few years back, we told the market we want to be a diversified NBFC. So our strategies are to become a diversified NBFC. That doesn't mean that we forget our gold loan product. So the others, we are strengthening the other sectors. At the same time, we are also strengthening gold loan. But here, because of the increased competition, not only increased competition, but also the demand from our target audience was low. So it is slowly picking up. It was low, but it is slowly picking up now. With the social spending has increased, it is picking up. So this is an interim gap. That's why the gold loan portfolio had a decline and the yield also had a decline. That is the one reason. We are not ignoring. We are strengthening both the gold loan and non-gold. The results will be evident in the coming quarters. In the result itself, you are seeing the gold loan, which has year-on-year, there is a decline. But at the same time, quarter-on-quarter, you are seeing sort of balancing. So in the coming quarters, we expect the gold loan also to grow along with other businesses and the profit also to improve from all sectors, starting from Q4.
Regarding the changing of the user interface of the app, making it better, easier for customers to use and more appealing, if you could answer that, please.
Can you repeat the question, because the question we couldn't hear you.
Yes, I will repeat the question. It is regarding making the app better looking and easier to use by changing the software of the app and making it more appealing for online gold loan growth. If I was able to put it better this time.
Yeah. So that efforts are going on to improve the app as well as website. That efforts are going on. And we have taken several steps and it will be published very soon.
Thank you, sir. Really respect you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. So my question may sound like a continuation of the previous question, but just trying to understand this better. I mean, it's a very good thing that we are now kind of looking to diversify into other product segments, given the high competitive landscape. I think we are naturally growing strongly in the non-group businesses. But I'm just trying to understand that, have we made any changes in terms of underwriting or the management team post-COVID in the non-gold product segments, which should now give us higher confidence to go strongly in the non-gold products? And also looking at the competitive landscape, given that you talked about demand is now slowly coming back in your target customer segment, but if we kind of continue to cater to that customer segment which borrows gold loans predominantly at, let's say, 20-22%, do you foresee that there is a risk of losing market share in your core business, which is gold loans?
So, I will answer the second part first, then I will go to the first part. So, see, at 20-21%, our target audience is coming back. That's why, even though a decline is there year on year, you see a balancing in Q on Q. In the coming quarters, you will see growth may not be of that large scale, but slowly and gradually picking up from the third quarter onwards. This quarter also, you will see growth, and coming quarters also, you will see growth. It means that our target audience, which is borrowing for a short term, and also the ticket size of around 50,000 rupees up to 60,000 rupees, they started coming back. You would have seen the social spending like marriages in the, at the bottom of the pyramid, of social events like festivals, etc., were much less in two quarters before, but slowly picking up. With that, we witness at the ground level, that is reflecting in our business also positively. Regarding the first part of your question, yes, our underwriting is good in non-gold. If you look at the quality, the asset quality in commercial vehicles, the GNPA has come down to around 3.1%, which is good, which is a good figure, good quality assets. Yeah, if you look at the other companies' assets also, large companies' assets also, it is also growing at a very fast rate. Even in MSME, the GNPA is around 1%, which is the best. It is growing very fast. In affordable housing also, it is improving. We had the problem. The problem was from the selling out of the repossessed real estate assets. So we are in the process of arriving at the deals, etc. And in the Q4 itself, you will see a considerable reduction in GNPA there. In microfinance, you have seen the company has come back. And in the coming quarters, we are very hopeful, very positive about excellent results from the microfinance business. So the underwriting is one of the best, and we continue to improve according to the need, continue to strengthen, not improve, strengthen in accordance with the need. So from last quarter onwards, we are very confident. We are expecting good results in all the segments, including gold loan.
This is useful. Just a follow-up question before I ask my last question. So when we are guiding that we now expect gold loan growth to start happening from next quarter onwards, gradually, maybe a modest growth to start with, it is, I mean, assume that that can happen at the same spreads and margins or units that we are operating now without dilution in any of those matrices, which is or spreads and margins.
So we are speaking to a yield of 20-21%, and there is no further dilution. The growth is happening at that level because, as I mentioned just now, our borrowers are borrowing for 2-3 months, and also the ticket size is small, and the customer acquisition is also going in the same way. So as the demand increases, the tenure also gets slightly increased. So the things are shaping up for good.
Got it, sir. So just one last question. Somewhere in media or on public forum, you had commented on succession planning, that the regulator also expects that as a company, we kind of lay out that succession planning. I recall in the last week of December, we had appointed Dr. Sumita Jaisankar as an additional director executive on the board of the company effective from Jan 1st. So just wanted to understand, I mean, is that appointment more in the nature of a promoter coming on the board? Or what I'm trying to understand is, will she be actively involved in the business just like you are, or going forward, the idea is that maybe we'll appoint someone as the MD and CEO to run the business? And so lastly, before I kind of stop here, on the dividend payout, I mean, given our capital adequacy, any expectations or any thoughts around increasing the dividend payout going ahead?
So the succession plan, the family my daughter has been appointed as an executive director. She had been here a few years back. She is a medical doctor. So now he has come as a full-time director and actively involved in the business. She has taken up the growth of non-gold product to start with, vehicle finance now. And she is getting trained to, for succession. So the final call of the section of succession of MD will be taken up by the board later, etc. Not now. There is time. By the time I retire, the board will definitely find out a suitable succession. Don't worry about that. Yeah, about the dividend payment, we continue with the same dividend. For the time being, we have not increased the dividend. But in the coming quarters, most probably next year, board may consider with a much more improved performance.
Got it, sir. This is very useful. Thank you very much and all the best to you and your team.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Subhranshu Mishra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. In terms of the SME lending and on lending, sir, what is the yield that we are seeing on this book? And we were in this business before the island FS crisis as well. We tried to scale it up. Again, we retracted from this business. So what has led to the change of heart that we are entering this business again and we are getting such high disbursements? That's the first question. The second is that we've seen a tonnage decline in this quarter in the gold loans. How do we look at the gold loan growth? What is your guidance for tonnage growth as well as loan growth? Also, if you can split the AUM into less than 1 lakh as a percentage of the AUM, 1 lakh to 2 lakh as a percentage of AUM, and more than 2 lakh as a percentage of AUM as of third quarter. And if we can speak on balance transfers out to banks and other NBFCs, and if we can speak of competitive intensity. Thank you.
So first I understand is regarding lending to NBFCs.
Lending to NBFC and SME lending, both sir.
And SME lending. So SME lending is going towards micro sectors where the average ticket size is around 6 lakhs, which is mostly of security of mortgages. So there we are lending around 150-60 crores now per month and growing at a rate of over 100 crores per month, the micro lending, micro enterprises, mostly secured with mortgages. There it is increasing month on month, the dispersals are increasing. And the quality also, it has been already mentioned about a GNPA of 1.1% without any write-off. With the NBFC lending, we are lending to different sectors of NBFCs where our average yield is around 13.3%. We have been in that business prior to COVID. And post-COVID, we have restarted this business. That post-portfolio was almost wound down to nil during this COVID period. We have a very excellent experience. We are granting these loans to, we have an assessment team. The team assesses the quality of the promoter, the credit rating, and the board, etc., etc. Only after the underwriting that and found to be a good company, we are lending to them, and we have a good experience. We whatever we have learned, we continue with that experience. about the 1 to 2 lakh tickets. The details will be shared by the CFO, and balance transfer also in that those loans also will be shared. Yeah.
So what is the ticket size of the on lending to NBFC? What kind of checks are we writing to them?
This is every ticket size to NBFC in the NBFC.
12 crore.
And maximum is 30 crore.
On the gold loan up to 1 lakh, that is 44%. Up to 1 lakh. 1 to 2 lakh, 23%. 2 to 3 lakh, 10%. 3 to 5 lakh, 8. And above 5 lakh, 15%. That's on quarter.
Can you repeat that, sir? It was a bit muffled.
Up to 1 lakh, 44%.
Right.
1 to 2 lakh, 23. 2 to 3 lakh, 10. 3 to 5 lakh, 8%. Above 5 lakh, 15%.
Right, sir. And if you can speak on the tonnage growth and the AUM growth going forward, sir.
The tonnage growth, has little significance. Why? See, the people borrow based on their need only. And you see the average redemption period is around within 2.5 months. They are very much bothered about the cash flow because they intend to redeem within a short period of time. So like unsecured loans or other loans, they don't borrow indiscriminately. When the gold price goes up, the tonnage comes down. And gold price goes down, automatically the tonnage goes up. So in this business, gold loan business, the tonnage is often asked, but I don't find any significance. Anyway, that will be shared with you.
Yeah. Mr. Mishra?
Hi. One question still remains unanswered about the competitive intensity and balance transfer to banks and NBFCs.
In gold loan, we don't track what is the exact the transfer to banks, NBFCs, etc. Because these are short term, what we see is most of these are taken back by our own customers.
Right. Sure, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the chat.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Manoj Oberoi from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Rajiv here. So, sir, firstly, the question is on the MFI portfolio. So, while ma'am has given the full ECL provisioning number of 444 crore, can we get the ECL coverage on Stage 2 and Stage 3 assets out there?
Yeah, so on stage 3, based on the data, our LGD stands at 67%, and on stage 2, it is around 15%, 14.5%.
So that is a provision on those buckets you are already holding, right?
Huh. So that is the coverage also, na? So
coverage also, yeah, okay.
Second way is 1.7%.
Correct. And ma'am, what has been the collection experience in the recent quarter on stage two loans and stage three loans? What has been the collection efficiencies?
So month on month, the overall collection efficiency is improving. So this quarter, it is around 104%. That book also post COVID disbursements increasing, so that is also helping us to improve the collection efficiency. And on the stage 3 collections, based on the data, it is around 37%. So that is 33%. So that is the reason for LGD of 67%.
Got it. And stage 2 collection efficiency will be around 85% there, the reverse of the ECL coverage?
Yeah.
Okay. And coming to gold loans, you said that the new customers acquired in the quarter were about 4.8 lakhs. What is this? So how should we look at this run rate versus pre-COVID? was the pre-COVID run rate much higher than this run rate? While it might be improving quarter on quarter right now, but versus pre-COVID?
Better now. It is better now.
It is better?
Yeah.
Okay. And in this incremental customer acquisition of 4.8 lakhs, what is the ticket size breakup, or maybe what is the proportion of loans, customers taking loans below 1 lakh?
See, if you look at the percentage, there is the 1 to 2 lakhs, 2 to 3 lakhs, etc. It is, there is no much change as of now. But going forward, we expect below 1 lakh to improve, just slowly improving. So we'll be able to share the improvement during the last quarter. It is improving slowly.
Okay, okay. So you are saying both at the portfolio as well as at the incremental level, less than 1 lakh portfolio is seeing faster growth?
Yeah. So lower end of the segment, that share is slowly improving. We hope that there will be improvement during the last quarter.
Got it. Yeah, sir, that was it from my side. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and thank you. So this, the low yielding book less than 12%, I believe our intent will be to run this down to zero, right, eventually?
Like, the low yielding products, that first of all, that low, it is not that low yielding now. We have increased that to some extent. We have increased the rate by 3-4% there. That's why the yield is somewhere around 20-21%.
No, sir, my question was on slide 18. We have mentioned that 17% of our AUM comes from below 12% yield, which used to be zero
as
in
you, rightly pointed out. So our teaser rate schemes, which was around 7% schemes, etc., that was stopped.
Zero now.
That is zero now. That is what like we used to discuss on the teaser rate product. Within the portfolio, 17% is below 12% yield. That is as part of gold loan scheme. This is there for many years. The people who are very sensitive to interest rate at a higher, lower LTV, we will be offering these kind of products.
Okay, fine. And ma'am, in the presentation and for quarter two, we have mentioned that 18% of the book was below 12. But I think in last quarter it was mentioned 25.
Yeah, so this 12%, if you see, last time it was less than 12 and greater than 12. So last time that 12% was clubbed with less than 12. That is the reason this time we have modified greater than 12, greater than and equal to 12.
Okay. Fine. And sir, on the gold loan, again, at an overall level, I mean, pre-COVID, etc., we used to do, and not considering the exceptional times we saw in between, we used to do 5-6%, 5.5% ROAs. We are at about 4.5 right now. What, I mean, is growth the only lever to reach there, or what else do we have?
Gold loan ROA?
Gold loan.
6%.
The gold loan ROA is still at 6%. The overall ROA of the standalone book is at 4.2% is the console.
Standalone is 5.2.
5.2 and the console is 4.2. It's a, yeah, it's a decent ROA, no?
Sir, if you look at our standalone results, the quarter 3 our ROA is 4.4. It used to be 5, 6, 3.
Yeah, but standalone includes vehicle finance, MSME, and this on lending to other NBFCs. But the gold loan portfolio alone, we are taking the segmental profitability. In that, gold loan ROA is around 6%.
So we are back to what it used to be earlier.
Yeah, that is earlier it was 8% because our yield used to be around 24%. So it was high, but still we are earning 6% ROA.
Okay, and ma'am, auction numbers for this quarter?
Auction 353 crore during the quarter.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rishikesh Oza from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question, you can guide on the growth rate, the gold business and also for the non-gold business.
Our target is to achieve a consolidated growth of 20% per annum. So that is our target. So we are gradually reaching that level of quarter growth of 5% gradually in the consolidated AUM.
How much would be from gold and how much would be from non-gold?
So this is a consolidated one. Segmental, there could be some variance, etc. Overall, our target, as I have been telling for a long time, our consolidated target is a CAGR of 20% as well as an ROE of 20%. So we have not reached an ROE of 20%, but gradually, quarter on quarter, we hope there will be improvement and steadily we will reach that level of 20% ROE in a few quarters.
Okay, okay. And sir, banks are offering gold loans at 12%. Do you expect pressure on your yield?
And this was done even during pre-COVID level to poor people who are borrowing a very low amount, etc., 5,000, 10,000 rupees, etc. This has been done for a long time. As this is a very small portion of the portfolio, we'll maintain our yield at around 21%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sanket Sheda from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Apologies if I missed that. What guidance did we give on the growth, particularly on the book and then on the overall book?
What is the question?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, I wanted to know our growth guidance for FY24. On overall book and particularly in case of gold loan, do we expect some growth to start kicking from next quarter or maybe we will look for FY24 in terms of AUM growth in gold and next quarter would still be flattish on gold?
You see, the exact guidance of segmental guidance, etc., we can't give. But this is the target, 20% CAGR and 20% ROE. So in ROE, we are lagging behind that, reaching that level. This is what I have said. Now, from the present level of ROE, quarter on quarter, you can witness improvement. In a few quarters now, we will be able to meet both. A CAGR of 20% as well as ROE of 20%. This is our plan is. This we have been doing pre-COVID. COVID had its challenges. Now it is evident that we have come back and in the coming quarters we are very hopeful about achieving this.
Okay, sure, sir. And anything on, say, opening incremental branches for gold loans? Any approval that we have received?
Which one?
Are we planning to open incremental branches for the gold loan business?
See, we have currently around 4,000. 3,985, nearly 4,000 gold loan branches now. Every quarter, our consolidated gold loan branches are increasing by around 100 branches.
Okay.
Quarterly. This is being done.
Okay, sure, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Neha Shirsagar from KR Choksi. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening everyone. So my question is on the net interest margins. So considering the cost, the increasing cost of borrowings, and even in this quarter, the consolidated cost of borrowings were up by 40 basis. So can you just give a guidance, where do you see the margins going ahead?
I hope the net interest margin would remain somewhere in this present range. In the last quarter, we have redeemed the high-cost borrowing of $300 million bonds. So that has brought down, and as some of the high-cost borrowings are redeemed, there may not be much change. And even if there is a minor change by the borrowing costs, we hope that could be passed on. The NIM would remain more or less at the same range.
And any guidance on the contribution from gold finance business? So in the medium term, how much do you expect?
The gold loan, five, six years back itself, we are told that we want to be a diversified company. We want to maintain a minimum of 50% share of the consolidated AUM as gold loan. So we are 58 now. And in another 2 years, we hope it will be more or less 50-50. This is what we have planned 5-6 years back.
Okay. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask a question at this time may enter star then one on their touchtone phones. Our next question is from the line of Pradeep Agarwal from Systematics. Please go ahead. Mr. Pradeep Agarwal, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So my question pertains to the Ashirvad Golden branches. So if you can quantify what would be the AUM we have booked under Ashirvad in Golden? Hello?
8,600 crores.
Gold loan
is 550 and the balance is the parent.
Balance is the?
Balance with the parent company, Manapura.
Okay. And sir, also we have talked about, you know, getting MFI listed down the line. So if you can share what are your thoughts at this point in time in terms of listing, having a separate listing or value unlocking in MFI?
Yeah. No, it will eventually get listed according to the requirement of its capital. So now the company has a capital adequacy of around 21%. We will maintain at a rate of around 20% capital adequacy. And when the market situation improves, we plan to raise capital there. It need not be through the listing at a reasonable valuation. We may also raise private equity. And in 1 or 2 years, the company may get listed. When is it going to be listed? We have not planned anything as of now.
Okay. Also, you know, while we have been talking about balance transfer to banks for last 1 to 1.5 years, so are we also witnessing any reverse cases where, you know, customers who have moved to banks are getting the cases again transferred to NBFCs or because of inferior experience over there?
That will also be happening, but as such we are not tracking that seriously, but there are cases this customer shifting the gold loan from bank to here also.
Okay.
The advantage of banks is something, and the advantage of the NBFC is something. So both have advantages and disadvantages. Our customers are borrowing for a shorter term of around three months, 4 months, etc., and on an average ticket size of 50,000-60,000, where they want that money very fast. They don't want to lose their time waiting at the bank's counter or the counter of the lender. They want money in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and redeem also at a within a shorter time, say 10-15 minutes. So whereby they don't lose their day. So such customers continue coming to us, and that is our target audience. They are mostly from the lower middle class, and their borrowing was less post-COVID. It is, we see with our activities increasing, economic activities increasing, and their social spending also increasing, the demand is picking up. So that will cater to our requirement of growth in gold loan.
Okay. Yeah. Also, one, you know, a data keeping question. In the presentation, the number of gold customers at one place is 2.4 million, whereas other place is 2.3, and there's a difference in previous quarters as well. So if you can highlight, is this because of Ashirvad numbers included in some place? Which would be the right number, 2.4 or 2.3?
Including Ashirvad,
2.4. Including Ashirvad.
Okay. So this is because of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is from this.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bhuvnesh Garg from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on gold loan outlook. So with the gold prices hovering above 55,000 level for last 1 month, so what kind of demand we are looking at, and what is the, if you can quantify, like the demand in November, December versus what we are seeing in January, and what kind of loans also you are targeting in future?
So the borrowing is not based on the gold price. As I mentioned earlier, the borrowing is based on their need. When these customers borrow, they borrow at a rate whereby they can redeem within a shorter period of time. So they will not borrow indiscriminately from whichever sources they will get. Unlike other loans, they won't borrow. So even with the gold prices increasing, there won't be much impact as far as the growth in gold loan business is concerned. The growth will be driven by the demand for money.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you. So, what we want to communicate, our intention is to be a well-diversified company. Our strategy in diversification will continue. That doesn't mean that we ignore the gold loan. It will also get strengthened without demand increasing. Thank you for the questions, all the questions. The questions were good. We hope that we answered the questions to the satisfaction of our friends who have raised these questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.